We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Joining us now to analyze yesterday's game. Our pal Fitzy from TownieNews.com. Good morning, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, dude, my Thanksgiving was, I would say, probably the second or third best thing of the past week. All the binge eating, the nonstop drinking, and the discount shopping could not live up to my favorite thing of the past 8 days. My new bae, my new girlfriend, Malcolm Mitchell. Oh, my God, do I love that guy.
I think he was.
Malcolm is now officially in the lead for what? Mitchell's my next. I'm going to name my next kid Malcolm. I figure I can't go wrong. I mean, it's a twofer at the awesome Patriots name store, right?
Yeah, this guy's
incredible, Hillman. He's a complete revelation. We got a legit wide receiver threat now too. He should have charged friggin' admission just to come see his own show yesterday. And plus, he sat down and ordered like coconut crusted chicken tenders and a Mai Tai on Revis Island yesterday. Suck it.
I did enjoy. Yes. By the way, Revis was not mentioned till like the fourth quarter when Edelman beat him, and I do enjoy that. I do enjoy when he is a non-factor, and it's great that Brady has Mitchell and has somebody other than Edelman that he can go to.
Yeah, because they know. I mean, Edelman was awesome. It was you know who you call when your windshield's busted and when you need a first down. You call 888 Edelman because he was there time and time again for his 7 to 11. You know, his always open 7 to 11 over the middle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Once Gronk, like, he was looking early and often for Gronk down the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And at this point, Gronk is getting officially refereed the same way that like Shaq used to get refereed. Like, there was that cornerback for the Jets was literally hanging off of his arm. Like a kid that doesn't want to leave Chuck E. Cheese, and you are just walking to the door, and they're hanging off of you, and you're just like, I don't care. We're leaving now. Shut up. No. Get in the car. Like, and no matter what you do, they're just hanging on you. And the ref still looks at him. He's like, I didn't see anything, guy. Have a good day, all right? Try not to get hurt. Whoops, you did.
Basically, the guy is holding your arm, which is practically in a cast. it's almost like it had a sling on it, and he's holding it back, and he doesn't get a call. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that.
He's just not going to get any of those calls going forward. Like most other guys, like if you sneeze, if you break wind, if you disagree with the voting preference of like a wide receiver going over the middle, you're going to get a PI call. But if Gronk goes down the middle and you literally like pull out a bat and treat him like you do Joe Pesci in the cornfield scene from Casino, they're going to be like, he's a pretty big guy. He can handle it. We'll just call that a football play and we'll keep going.
On the whole,
yesterday's game was just way more intense than everyone predicted it would be, but I think everyone was either still asleep from the turkey binge, or they forgot the fact that the last six Patriot games with the Jets have been decided by a touchdown or less. Yeah, my life insurance premiums went up last night. I mean, that was a nail biter, guys. Like the last time I watched an escape from New York that exciting, it had Kurt Russell wearing an eye patch and he was chasing Donald Pleasant.
Oh, great obscure reference.
Oh, I get it. Great. Watch it, kids. It's a freaking great movie. All right.
I will say this about Tom Brady. Overthrowing guys a lot. I would assume that that's all related to the knee. And is that, in your opinion, something that we will have to worry about for the rest of the season, or is that just a week-to-week kind of thing?
I think it's a combination of two things. I had been doing some of that, whatever they call it, Belichick's least favorite thing besides Microsoft Surface tablets, Instaface, MyBook, and the media. That would be advanced metrics. I was doing some Twitter reading last week, and apparently Brady's deep ball. Like, he started the season off really good. He was focused in control. And then as defenses have now started to prepare for the Patriots a little better, now he's looking deeper, longer, and he's missing on him. And he's, you know, we all know he's got a good deep ball, but he's, you know, Tommy doesn't go deep best. You could ask a few people, I'm sure. But it's not the corner piece of Brady's game. Plus the knee, apparently it's huge. Like, apparently it's, like, not very good. And it's like a Macy's, you know, Thanksgiving Day balloon. Like, did you see the way he couldn't? He, like, they even showed it yesterday when he got up from taking a knee in victory formation.
Yes.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
He looked like, you know, like, you know, like when, like, you drop something and your dad's like, "Nah, it's all right, I got it," because your dad wants to prove your dad's not 75 and needs all of the glucosamine and chondroitin. Like, your dad's like, "That's all right, I got it," and it takes him like 15 seconds to get up, and you're like, "Dad, that's why I should have bent down to get it. You look like you played catcher, even though you didn't. You just dealt with mom and worked real hard for a living."
By the way,
Brady's having a tough time getting up.
By the way, you just described your dad and me. I sadly do the same thing when I drop something. It was obvious that I noticed the same exact thing during the victory formation, that he was having trouble or very tenderly, gingerly putting that knee down. So, but I, you know, Mitchell kind of took the blame there and said that was his fault on that ball. But I think that one that he couldn't get, that was overthrown.
Yeah.
The ball to Gronk was overthrown, and you're right. I mean, it looks like on the long ball anyway that he's struggling a little bit there.
Yeah, there's just that little extra bit of touch, but that's not the hallmark of Brady's game. The hallmark of Brady's game is just the surgical precision, the picking apart, the fight, you know, like the you know, how in the world Dunkin' Donuts has not been able to figure out a cross promotion with the Patriots and Brady called the Dink and Dunk. I have no idea at this point. You're welcome, Dunkies. Like, you need another billion. He's just like, that's his game, and then it sets him up for the longer ball. But when he's, you know, whipping 30 yards down the field on fade routes to James White in the end zone in the AFC Championship, or looking long for Malcolm Mitchell when he's got, you know, Edelman open 8 yards over the middle for the first down, that's Brady just getting geeked up. But I'll say this, though. I think the way that the team played yesterday fed off of the energy of Brady just getting pumped up and refusing to lose, which is such a beautiful thing. Like, they got so friggin' cute for their own good, like, "Oh, good, it's another double fake reverse that Brady throws into the ground. My favorite play. That's awesome. Thanks, McDaniels, you dick. I hate those plays. Those are the worst. Let Brady call the two-minute offense the entire game. Sure, the defense will be on the field more than they want, but they're going to feed off of the energy. You got to go Cobra Kai, no mercy. They're going to feed off his sporgasmic energy. Mercy's for the week. We don't practice it in this friggin' dojo. Tom Brady and the Patriots offense are supposed to treat people as badly as people get treated in strangle porn, period. That's the way it works."
I cannot wait, by the way, until he passes Peyton Manning when it comes to wins.
Yeah.
That is going to be one of the great moments of my life. They are now tied at 200, and the next win for this Patriots team and for Tom Brady means he's at the top, which is – and what did he – he got over 60,000 yards also yesterday, correct?
Yeah.
Patriots
500
to win.
He got over 60,000 yards, LB, so he's in the top five of yards. And now, thanks to that flaming Garbaggio suspension from ginger-haired wiener face over there, 345 Park Ave, Commissioner Von Dehole gives him the medical fire suspension earlier this season, right? Means absolutely nothing. But it sets it up perfectly so that now Brady is going for 201, the most wins all time by a quarterback at home in front of a crowd that nobody is going to be saying sounds like a hospital or a Whole Foods or Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters. It is going to be loud and charged up there next Sunday. And he's going to be going for 2-1 against the team that he arguably got his greatest win of all time against. All I can say is this. Hey, Roger, you going to be there, kid? Because we'd love to see you.
He will not. He will not be there. We know he is not going to be there. All right. Well, another win. You can learn more about it when you go to townynews.com and Fitzy, Sully, whatever LB wants to call you this week. It's always a pleasure. It's always great to have
me,
you.
Yeah, me, Sully, Murph. We're all having a huge Cyber Monday sale over at Towny News. You want to pick up one of my Let's Party shirts? The half price today only. So come get one, GFY, Let's Go Pats, etc. Happy Hillman.
You're the best.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you. There he is. There's Fitzy. As always, we get the reviews. People love them. People can't stand them. This guy's horrible. This guy is great.
Best segment ever.
That's the way it goes on this program with everything we do. Everything we do. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.